But managing up involves managing the people in positions of authority above you, especially your boss. We've also discovered a general rule of thumb. The less adept your boss is at managing down, the more important managing up becomes. How often have you listened to friends gripe about the people who manage them? How many dinner parties have you attended where the conversation inevitably leads to woeful tales about horrible bosses? How many times have you overheard people repeat and rehash frustrating encounters with their inept supervisors? While the complaints that arise in response to being poorly managed are understandable, they do nothing to improve the overall situation.
Managing up offers concrete solutions to the challenge of working for a less than perfect boss. Instead of concentrating on your supervisor's shortcomings, managing up focuses on improving and regulating interactions between the two of you. It gives you tools to avoid the ever so predictable pitfalls between employees and employers. Why are there so many poor managers? Let's consider some of the factors that produce so many people in management who lack management skills.